Smart English Today, SET, Pretest, Intermediate 1, Track 2, Listening Task. Part 1, Questions 1 to 5. In Part 1, you will listen to some conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by four answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Question number one.
Hi, I don't think we've met before. My name is Andre. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Linda. Nice to meet you too.
Are you a new student?
Yep, I just moved here.
Where do you live?
I live quite far from school. How about you?
What are the boy and the girl doing? A. Getting to go to each other's places. B. Getting to know the other students. C. Getting to know each other. D. Getting the address off each other. Question number one.
Hi, I don't think we've met before. My name is Andre. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Linda. Nice to meet you too.
Are you a new student?
Yep, I just moved here.
Where do you live?
I live quite far from school. How about you?
What are the boy and the girl doing? A. Getting to go to each other's places. B. Getting to know the other students. C. Getting to know each other. D. Getting the address off each other. Question number two.
Hey, can we do our group assignment together after school?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to look after my little sisters after school today.
Lucky you. I'm the only child in my family.
What can we conclude from the conversation? A. The boy cannot take care of his little sisters. B. The girl doesn't have any brothers or sisters. C. The boy feels lucky because he cannot do the assignment with his friend. D. The girl feels lucky to be the only child in her family. Question number two.
Hey, can we do our group assignment together after school?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to look after my little sisters after school today.
Lucky you. I'm the only child in my family.
What can we conclude from the conversation? A. The boy cannot take care of his little sisters. B. The girl doesn't have any brothers or sisters. C. The boy feels lucky because he cannot do the assignment with his friend. D. The girl feels lucky to be the only child in her family. Question number three.
What a great speech.
Really? I was so nervous.
Sure. It was really inspiring.
Thanks. I'm glad you liked it. I got the idea from my friend's own experience of bullying.
Oh, wow. Yes. Bullying is indeed an important issue.
Why does the boy really like the girl's speech? A. Because it was inspiring. B. Because he likes speeches. C. Because the topic was about bullying. D. Because she didn't look nervous. Question number three.
What a great speech.
Really? I was so nervous.
Sure. It was really inspiring.
Thanks. I'm glad you liked it. I got the idea from my friend's own experience of bullying.
Oh, wow. Yes. Bullying is indeed an important issue.
Why does the boy really like the girl's speech? A. Because it was inspiring. B. Because he likes speeches. C. Because the topic was about bullying. D. because she didn't look nervous. Question number 4.
Anna, do you have any plans for the long weekend?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go to Timmang Beach in Gunung Kidul with my classmates.
That's great. Do you plan to visit the famous bridge that was used in that funny Korean reality show?
Oh yes, definitely. That's why we are going there.
What will the girl likely do at Timmang Beach? A. Watch a Korean reality show. B. Join a well-known reality show. C. Visit a well-known bridge. D. Chat with her classmates on the journey. Question number 4.
Anna, do you have any plans for the long weekend?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go to Timmang Beach in Gunung Kidul with my classmates.
That's great. Do you plan to visit the famous bridge that was used in that funny Korean reality show?
Oh yes, definitely. That's why we are going there.
What will the girl likely do at Timmang Beach? A. Watch a Korean reality show. B. Join a well-known reality show. C. Visit a well-known bridge. D. Chat with her classmates on the journey. Question number 5.
Anton, where have you been? I haven't seen you since the beginning of the holiday.
Oh, I went to Yogyakarta and visited Tamansari Water Castle.
Is that right? I heard that it looks old and dirty these days.
Who said that? I thought it looked great. The local government has restored it, you know.
What does the boy mean? A. The local government has a plan to rebuild it. B. Many people said that it is quite old and dirty. C. He doesn't believe that the place is old and dirty. D. Tamansari Water Palace is looking much better now. Question number 5.
Anton, where have you been? I haven't seen you since the beginning of the holiday.
Oh, I went to Yogyakarta and visited Tamansari Water Castle.
Is that right? I heard that it looks old and dirty these days.
Who said that? I thought it looked great. The local government has restored it, you know.
What does the boy mean? A. The local government has a plan to rebuild it. B. Many people said that it is quite old and dirty. C. He doesn't believe that the place is old and dirty. D. Tamansari Water Palace is looking much better now. Part 2, questions 6 to 10. In part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 6.
Hi. Let me introduce myself. My name is Airlanga. You can call me Anga.
Hi, Anga. My name is Intan. I'm glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Intan. What is your hobby?
I like playing basketball. How about you? What kind of sport are you into?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like to do sport. B. I love sport very much. C. I love playing badminton. D. I don't like playing basketball. Question number 6.
Hi, let me introduce myself. My name is Airlanga. You can call me Anga.
Hi, Anga. My name is Intan. I'm glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Intan. What is your hobby?
I like playing basketball. How about you? What kind of sport are you into?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like to do sport. B. I love sport very much. C. I love playing badminton. D. I don't like playing basketball. Question number 7.
Andre, wait.
Hey, what's up?
The headmaster just told me that you won the Mass Olympic competition. Congratulations.
How will the boy most likely reply? A. Thanks, I really want it. B. Thanks, I know I'm the best. C. Thanks, how did you know that? D. Thanks, I really appreciate it. Question number 7.
Andre, wait.
Hey, what's up?
The headmaster just told me that you won the Mass Olympic competition. Congratulations.
How will the boy most likely reply? A. Thanks, I really want it. B. Thanks, I know I'm the best. C. Thanks, how did you know that? D. Thanks, I really appreciate it. Question number 8.
That's nice. Is it new?
What?
Your bag. It looks like the one I saw on an advertisement on TV last night.
Oh, this one. Yeah, I got it from my parents for my birthday. What do you think?
What do you think is the best response? A. It's awesome. I really like the colour. B. It's average. I really like the colour. C. It's ordinary. I really like the colour. D. It's exciting. I don't really like the colour. Question number 8.
That's nice. Is it new?
What?
Your bag. It looks like the one I saw on an advertisement on TV last night.
Oh, this one. Yeah, I got it from my parents for my birthday. What do you think?
What do you think is the best response? A. It's awesome. I really like the colour. B. It's average. I really like the colour. C. It's ordinary. I really like the colour. D. It's exciting. I don't really like the colour. Question number 9.
I haven't been feeling well recently.
I think you should do some exercise. That would help.
Yeah, I think you are right.
So, is there a sport you would like to play?
How is the girl likely to respond? A. I think I really like sport. B. I think I'd like to do sport, but I'm not feeling well. C. I think I'd like to play ping pong. D. I think I don't want to play sport. Question number 9.
I haven't been feeling well recently.
I think you should do some exercise. That would help.
Yeah, I think you are right.
So, is there a sport you would like to play?
How is the girl likely to respond? A. I think I really like sport. B. I think I'd like to do sport, but I'm not feeling well. C. I think I'd like to play ping pong. D. I think I don't want to play sport. Question number 10.
Raja Ampat is a really amazing place, you know?
How do you know? Have you been there?
Yes, I've been there. I dived and snorkeled in all the best places when I was there.
What? When did you go there?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I go there in my holidays. B. I went there for a holiday in 2017. C. I haven't been there with my family. D. I'm going there in the next holiday. Question number 10.
Raja Ampat is a really amazing place, you know?
How do you know? Have you been there?
Yes, I've been there. I dived and snorkeled in all the best places when I was there.
What? When did you go there?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I go there in my holidays. B. I went there for a holiday in 2017. C. I haven't been there with my family. D. I'm going there in the next holiday. Part 3. Questions number 11 to 20. In part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to each monologue, choose the best answer to the questions.
This monologue is for questions number 11 and 12. Raja Ampat is one of the best destinations for underwater lovers. It covers 9.8 million acres of land and sea and is the home to more than 540 types of coral and 1,000 fish species. Raja Ampat is located on the northwest part of Papua and means the Four Kings. It consists of over 1,500 small islands. It is reported that almost 75% of the world's underwater biota can be found there, which makes it very good for scuba diving and snorkeling. Besides its amazing underwater life, the landscape is equally beautiful. The jungles are full of various bird species, including the famous Cendrawasih, or Bird of Paradise. Raja Ampat is truly a dream place to visit.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of this talk? A. To discuss the wildlife found in Raja Ampat. B. To describe the animal and plant life as well as the beauty of the Raja Ampat area. C. To persuade listeners to support Raja Ampat. D. To tell listeners about the different marine life in Raja Ampat. Question number 12. What is the main attraction in Raja Ampat? A. The forests. B. The underwater life. C. The lovely scenery. D. The well-known birds of paradise.
This monologue is for questions number 11 and 12. Raja Ampat is one of the best destinations for underwater lovers. It covers 9.8 million acres of land and sea and is the home to more than 540 types of coral and 1,000 fish species. Raja Ampat is located on the northwest part of Papua and means the Four Kings. It consists of over 1,500 small islands. It is reported that almost 75% of the world's underwater biota can be found there, which makes it very good for scuba diving and snorkeling. Besides its amazing underwater life, the landscape is equally beautiful. The jungles are full of various bird species, including the famous Cendrawasih, or Bird of Paradise. Raja Ampat is truly a dream place to visit.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of this talk? A. To discuss the wildlife found in Raja Ampat. B. To describe the animal and plant life as well as the beauty of the Raja Ampat area. C. To persuade listeners to support Raja Ampat. D. To tell listeners about the different marine life in Raja Ampat. Question number 12. What is the main attraction in Raja Ampat? A. The forests. B. The underwater life. C. The lovely scenery. D. The well-known birds of paradise.
This monologue is for questions number 13 and 14. Good morning, students. This is the headmaster speaking. Today is Friday, and today's theme is Clean Friday. We are going to dedicate 15 minutes of our morning to the environment. All students will clean up the school area. The class monitors will be responsible for sweeping the floors and cleaning the classrooms. All other students can clean the schoolyard and the garden area. Teachers and office staff will clean the teachers' room and office. After the cleanup, you may go back to your classroom for the first lesson. There is a famous quote that says, "Environmental cleanliness begins with each individual's desire to be clean." So, let's keep up that spirit and have a clean Friday.
Question number 13. What is the announcement about? A. The theme of the day. B. The quote of the day. C. The students' responsibilities. D. The Clean Friday program. Question number 14. What will the teachers do during the 15 minutes cleanup? A. Teach the students about cleanliness. B. Explain the meaning of the quote of the day. C. Clean the teacher's room. D. Clean the classroom.
This monologue is for questions number 13 and 14. Good morning, students. This is the headmaster speaking. Today is Friday, and today's theme is Clean Friday. We are going to dedicate 15 minutes of our morning to the environment. All students will clean up the school area. The class monitors will be responsible for sweeping the floors and cleaning the classrooms. All other students can clean the schoolyard and the garden area. Teachers and office staff will clean the teacher's room and office. After the cleanup, you may go back to your classroom for the first lesson. There is a famous quote that says, "Environmental cleanliness begins with each individual's desire to be clean." So, let's keep up that spirit and have a clean Friday.
Question number 13. What is the announcement about? A. The theme of the day. B. The quote of the day. C. The students' responsibilities. D. The Clean Friday program. Question number 14. What will the teachers do during the 15 minutes cleanup? A. Teach the students about cleanliness. B. Explain the meaning of the quote of the day. C. Clean the teacher's room. D. Clean the classroom.
This monologue is for questions number 15 and 16. The Battle of Ambarawa was a battle between Indonesian troops and the Allied troops in Ambarawa, Central Java, in December 1945. It started when the Allies arrived in Semarang to disarm Japanese troops and free the prisoners of war on the 20th of October in 1945. Indonesia welcomed their presence. However, when the Allies started to take their weapons, the Indonesian army got angry. They blockaded the Allies in the Magelang. President Sukarno tried to settle the problem, but the Allies secretly left to Ambarawa. In Ambarawa, the Allied troops tried to take control of two villages. Lieutenant Colonel Istiman, the head of the Indonesian troop force, was killed when he was trying to free the villages. The commander of Division 5, Banyumas, Colonel Sudirman, called in other troops to help. And on the 11th of December in 1945, Indonesian troops attacked the Allies in Ambarawa. The battle ended on the 15th of December in 1945, when Indonesia took back Ambarawa and the Allies retreated to Semarang.
Question number 15. Where did the battle take place? A. Magelang. B. Semarang. C. Banyumas. D. Ambarawa. Question number 16. What is a synonym for the word retreated in the sentence? Indonesia took back Ambarawa and the Allies retreated to Semarang. A. Withdrew. B. Went. C. Moved. D. Stayed.
This monologue is for questions number 15 and 16. The Battle of Ambarawa was a battle between Indonesian troops and the Allied troops in Ambarawa, Central Java, in December 1945. It started when the Allies arrived in Semarang to disarm Japanese troops and free the prisoners of war on the 20th of October in 1945. Indonesia welcomed their presence. However, when the Allies started to take their weapons, the Indonesian army got angry. They blockaded the Allies in Semarang. President Sukarno tried to settle the problem, but the Allies secretly left to Ambarawa. In Ambarawa, the Allied troops tried to take control of two villages. Lieutenant Colonel Istiman, the head of the Indonesian troop force, was killed when he was trying to free the villages. The commander of Division 5, Banyumas, Colonel Sudirman, called in other troops to help. And on the 11th of December in 1945, Indonesian troops attacked the Allies in Ambarawa. The battle ended on the 15th of December in 1945, when Indonesia took back Ambarawa and the Allies retreated to Semarang.
Question number 15. Where did the battle take place? A. Magelang. B. Semarang. C. Banyumas. D. Ambarawa. Question number 16. What is a synonym for the word retreated in the sentence? Indonesia took back Ambarawa and the Allies retreated to Semarang. A. Withdrew. B. Went. C. Moved. D. Stayed.
This monologue is for questions number 17 and 18. Ki Hajar Dewantara was born as Raden Mas Suwardi Suryaningrat on 2 May in 1889 to a Yogyakarta royal family. As a member of the royal family, he received a good education under Dutch rule. Seeing the condition of native Indonesians under Dutch colonialism, Suwardi Soerjoningrat chose to become a journalist, even though he had studied to be a doctor. He was exiled to the Netherlands because of his famous article, Seandainya Aku Seorang Belanda, or If I Were a Dutch Man. Following his return to Indonesia, he focused on education and built Taman Siswa, an educational institute for native Indonesians, and changed his name to Ki Hajar Dewantara. In 1945, he was chosen as the first Minister of Education of Indonesia and continued to develop Indonesia's education system throughout his life. In 1959, the government of Indonesia declared that the 2nd of May will be celebrated as National Education Day in Indonesia. This day was chosen to honour Ki Hajar Dewantara as the founding father of Indonesia's education system.
Question number 17. What is the text about? A. The celebration of National Education Day. B. The history of the national education system. C. The role of Taman Siswa in the education system. D. The life story of Ki Hajar Dewantara. Question number 18. Why did Ki Hajar Dewantara build Taman Siswa? A. To develop the national education system. B. To provide an opportunity for native Indonesians to study. C. To free Indonesia from Dutch colonialism. D. To be chosen as the Minister of Education.
This monologue is for questions number 17 and 18. Ki Hajar Dewantara was born as Raden Mas Suwardi Soerjoningrat on 2 May in 1889 to a Yogyakarta royal family. As a member of the royal family, he received a good education under Dutch rule. Seeing the condition of native Indonesians under Dutch colonialism, Suwardi Soerjoningrat chose to become a journalist, even though he had studied to be a doctor. He was exiled to the Netherlands because of his famous article, Seandainya Aku Seorang Belanda, or If I Were a Dutch Man. Following his return to Indonesia, he focused on education and built Taman Siswa, an educational institute for native Indonesians, and changed his name to Ki Hajar Dewantara. In 1945, he was chosen as the first Minister of Education of Indonesia and continued to develop Indonesia's education system throughout his life. In 1955, the government of Indonesia declared that the 2nd of May will be celebrated as National Education Day in Indonesia. This day was chosen to honour Ki Hajar Dewantara as the founding father of Indonesia's education system.
Question number 17. What is the text about? A. The celebration of National Education Day. B. The history of the national education system. C. The role of Taman Siswa in the education system. D. The life story of Ki Hajar Dewantara. Question number 18. Why did Ki Hajar Dewantara build Taman Siswa? A. To develop the national education system. B. To provide an opportunity for native Indonesians to study. C. To free Indonesia from Dutch colonialism. D. To be chosen as the Minister of Education.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. A long time ago in East Java, there lived two strong animals, Sora, a shark, and Baya, a crocodile. They were good friends. However, when it came to food, their friendship meant nothing. They would often fight over food. One day, one of their disputes intensified because of a goat. Each one insisted that the goat was his, and this developed into a big fight. After a few hours, they were both exhausted and wounded. They agreed to end their dispute by dividing up their hunting area. Sora would only hunt for food in the sea, while Baya would live and hunt on the land and in the rivers. One day, Sora, who couldn't find any food in the sea, broke their agreement. Seeing Sora in the river, Baya was very angry. He tried to chase Sora away. The hungry Sora didn't want to give up, though. They started fighting, and finally Sora was forced to return into the ocean. As time passed, the area developed into a city and was named Surabaya in memory of these first two inhabitants.
Question number 19. What does the narrator talk about? A. Important times in the history of Surabaya. B. A description of Sura and Baya. C. An explanation about Surabaya. D. A story of the origin of Surabaya. Question number 20. Why did Sura and Baya decide to divide up their territory? A. Because they wanted to solve their problem. B. Because they wanted to hunt their own food. C. Because they wanted to live separately. D. Because they didn't want to share their food.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. A long time ago in East Java, there lived two strong animals, Sora, a shark, and Baya, a crocodile. They were good friends. However, when it came to food, their friendship meant nothing. They would often fight over food. One day, one of their disputes intensified because of a goat. Each one insisted that the goat was his, and this developed into a big fight. After a few hours, they were both exhausted and wounded. They agreed to end their dispute by dividing up their hunting area. Sora would only hunt for food in the sea, while Baya would live and hunt on the land and in the rivers. One day, Sora, who couldn't find any food in the sea, broke their agreement. Seeing Sora in the river, Baya was very angry. He tried to chase Sora away. The hungry Sora didn't want to give up, though. They started fighting, and finally Sora was forced to return into the ocean. As time passed, the area developed into a city and was named Surabaya in memory of these first two inhabitants.
Question number 19. What does the narrator talk about? A. Important times in the history of Surabaya. B. A description of Sura and Baya. C. An explanation about Surabaya. D. A story of the origin of Surabaya. Question number 20. Why did Sura and Baya decide to divide up their territory? A. Because they wanted to solve their problem. B. Because they wanted to hunt their own food. C. Because they wanted to live separately. D. Because they didn't want to share their food.
Prites selesai. Setelah ini kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada file audio pada track 3. Jangan lupa nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Selanjutnya bersiaplah untuk mempelajari secara rutin media audio Smart English Today sesuai dengan level dan kebutuhan berbahasa Inggrismu.